Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. University of Florida researchers hope to discover new methods to help citrus growers fight the deadly citrus greening disease thanks to recently awarded federal grants. According to MorningAgClips.com, three teams of scientists received nearly $4.5 million in USDA funds to study new ways to manage the invasive insect causing millions in damage to Florida's citrus crops. Citrus Research Director Michael Rogers says these grants will contribute to the solutions that support citrus growers' sustainability and profitability throughout the state. In the first month of the application period, the USDA Farm Service Agency approved more than $7 billion in payments to more than 443,000 producers in round two of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. CFAP 2 provides ag producers with up to $14 billion in financial assistance to help absorb some of the increased marketing costs associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says that this program builds on over $10 billion dispersed under the first round. Three national restaurant chains are suing major poultry processors, including Tyson Foods and Pilgrim's Pride, in two antitrust lawsuits. Cracker Barrel, Golden Corral, and White Castle filed the suits in the U.S. District Court seeking the return of overcharges paid on artificially inflated poultry prices. The companies suspect the conspiracy has been going on since at least 2012, but was not brought to light until this month's indictment. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.